As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2020. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Bill Williams, President, CEO, Humankind Ministries. Welcome to Issues 2020, Bill.
Well, thanks for having me on today.
Humankind Ministries, formerly Interfaith Ministries, when and why did that change?
Well, the name change shifted about a year ago, and it was really enables folks to get an idea of who we really are. We're really about reaching out into the community and bringing compassion and service to others. And so Interfaith was a little bit confusing to folks. People didn't know what we were. People didn't know what we did. And so I think Humankind really captures what we do. And so I think that that gives people an idea of what we do and how we do it. We want to reach out. We want to be in people's lives. We want to provide assistance. We want to help. And we want to do it with a heart of compassion. And that's where Humankind comes from.
So how long have you been with Humankind then?
Well, I'm new to the organization. I joined the organization in July of this year. I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to see where we can go. It's been a great journey so far, and it's really exciting to see the impact that Humankind's making in the community here and the kind of participation that we have from the folks here in Wichita.
And what did you do before that, Bill?
For 30 years, I have worked with vulnerable populations, folks who are coming from places of need, mainly children and families, some of them dealing with really hard issues in their lives, not directly in homelessness, but some of them experience that. They may be an element of what they've dealt with, but really dealing with a lot of things related to healthy families and children. And that's what I've done for 31 years, and I brought that experience here in order to be part of a great work here in Wichita.
So where are you from then, originally?
I'm originally from Nebraska, or at least the last 20-plus years I lived in Nebraska, and I went to school. I went to college in South Dakota, and I got my undergraduate degree there. And then growing up, I spent some time on the East Coast and in Canada. But I went to high school in Omaha, and then spent most of my time in the Midwest since then.
You've been around.
Yeah, a little bit.
But now, as I understand it, you've just completed Operation Holiday for another year. How many people or families were you able to help, do you think?
It was really crazy this week. We had over 14,000 individuals sign up, which is somewhere between 27 and 30% increase over what we saw last year, which is just a lot of people in need that we're seeing this holiday season. And so, yeah, we served them this week, and it was an adventure, a new thing, because this year looked different than what we've done in the past, where we've had kind of a shopping experience for folks. This year, because of the pandemic, we did things through a drive-through format, entirely new, brand new to us, and implementing that and executing that was just a different animal altogether. But we were able to do it, and it was, we had a, you know, a really pretty solid week. I think we're all pretty excited about how well it went.
So again, how has COVID-19 pandemic affected Operation Holiday? You just told me in one way, but are there other ways that the pandemic has had an impact on what you're doing?
Absolutely. First and foremost, of course, the need has been greater. We definitely have seen that. And then the other thing is recognizing that in order to pull off an event like this and to serve as many folks as possible in a safe way, we weren't going to be able to do it with the same shopping experience. And so the second way, more people, and then having to do it with a safe distance. So we did it outdoors. People drove their cars, and we had folks who weathered the storm, if you will, and stayed out in the weather and the elements all week in order to help people as we put bread and fruit and food in people's cars. We provided them food vouchers to get food in the future. We got kids' coats and blankets and pet food and toys for kids. And people all did it from outside. And so that was the other thing that was considerably different than before. And the logistics of having folks come through and being able to store the product outside and being able to put it in people's cars and have people drive through, it's quite a bit different than what you would do inside.
Bill, things could have been worse weather-wise. I can tell you that. They could have been worse. But here in Kansas, we've had some nasty weather at times. But, you know, my next question was, what kind of assistance did they receive? You have covered that question, so I'm going to jump on to the next one. How does somebody qualify for help? I'm sure you're going to do this again next year. How does a person or a family qualify to get some assistance from Operation Holiday?
Well, you brought it up. We will do this next year because this was our 61st year. And after six decades, we're not going to stop. We're committed to doing this and committed to doing this in the future. This year, the registration process, the sign-up process was a little bit different as well. In the fact that before, people all did those face-to-face. We did those applications one-on-one individually at places throughout the community where people could come and sign up. This year, we did it by online. And then we also did it, people could call in and do it on the phone. So we had phone banks running for 6 weeks where people could call in. And then a third way is people could have a paper application and fill it out at home, which is different. And then all of that, they fill the information out, their family size. They talk a little bit about the ages of their children and what they might need so we can provide for those needs and we can assess that. And then there is an income guideline that we draw in order to determine where we can serve, what folks we can serve. And so there are income requirements, but we have served this year more than we ever have in the past.
Now, I presume there's still time to make a monetary donation. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people are asking, you know, we're done, and people are still reaching out saying, how can I help? And the thing is, there are things that people can still do to volunteer and assist us. Even though the event's wrapped up, there's still some logistical things that we're finishing up. And so there's ways to help in other programs that we have as well. So if people want to help, they can still help. And the other thing is that people need to recognize is that even though the event's closed, we know the invoices, the bills, the things that we've purchased, the food, some of those things, we'll be paying for those for the next couple of months. And so if people want to make a contribution, weren't able to help before, they can make a contribution now to help us cover the cost of Operation Holiday.
And we're going to ask about how to do that in just a moment here. And we're going to cover some of those other services that you offer. What kind of help, if any, do you receive from local businesses, Bill?
Well, you know, we get a lot of help from a lot of folks, including local businesses. And this year is no different than past years in the fact that the local business community has reached out. Some of our folks have been very generous. Accident Recovery Team is our sponsor again this year, and they were our presenting sponsor, and they just supported us throughout the event. And Dylan's was a huge supporter as well as they helped us. And then it took a number of businesses that supported us in order to make it possible in order for us to be able to do this event. It took just a lot of people, a lot of effort from the community, and so we've seen that business support continue. Even though this is a difficult year for some businesses, we found that some businesses have stepped up and given even more this year. And we have seen some businesses that have been hit particularly hard by the pandemic have to step back and assist in different ways with volunteers, or you know, some of them have had to take a year off. And we recognize that. And we want to support, and we want to support them and continue to utilize those businesses and buy locally, because those folks have always been a big supporter of us. But we know that this pandemic is hitting not just those people in low income and those people in poverty, but the pandemic is hitting all of us in different ways. Some businesses are thriving during this and some are struggling, but we are grateful that we still have the generosity and the support of so many businesses in the community.
Now, what geographic area does Humankind service? What's your geographic area of service in?
Well, we serve, our services are throughout, you know, we serve people from the entire city and county area.
Okay.
Now, our apartments that serve those people who are in poverty or coming out of homelessness, and our homeless shelters are all in kind of around the downtown, the midtown area. But we serve folks from throughout the community. And Operation Holiday doesn't set a geographic boundary in the sense that it covers the entire city. So there's folks that come from all over within the city in order to be served by Operation Holiday.
Over all your programs and services, all of them, how many people would you assist during a year, do you think, Bill?
Oh, it would be over 15,000. Over 15,000 every single year. And this year will be even more, because we've definitely seen that the pandemic has had an impact in our community, and we've had to change some things that we do in other services in order to meet the need. And we think that that we'll continue to adapt and make changes in order to provide services and do it in a safe way.
You're listening to Issues 2020 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is Bill Williams, President, CEO, Humankind Ministries. Bill, is Humankind affiliated with the United Way of the Plains?
You know, we aren't affiliated with the United Way. We are a nonprofit organization. We do serve the community, but we've talked about the United Way, and they're a great organization. We're currently not a member. We don't participate in that currently.
But it's good to clarify that, because people may be thinking, well, I'm sure they're covered by the United Way. No, it's if they're going to make a donation, it's got to be a separate deal, which is it's good to know that, you know. Humankind.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Humankind works with the homeless, and you operate homeless shelters. Tell us about that for a little bit.
Absolutely. We have our year-round homeless shelter, which is called The Inn, and that serves individuals and families here in Wichita, and that runs year-round. And then during the winter time, we have three emergency winter shelters. We have our men's winter shelter and our women's winter shelter. And then in order to provide for social distancing, in order to provide the most amount of safety, we have opened a second men's shelter so that we can allow the men to spread out a little bit, so we don't keep people confined to such a space where we increase the risk for volunteers or for staff or for those that we serve.
Yeah, that's got to be really important. Talk a little bit, Bill, about your employees who work in these shelters and with homeless persons. What kind of employees do you have?
We have some of the greatest employees and staff. We have a great staff team. And I think what sets them apart and really drew me to Humankind is the level of commitment and compassion that they show. These people are really, truly vested. We have staff members, a couple of staff members, who've been on our Humankind team for over 25 years. And we have folks who just have a heart to serve, a heart of generosity. They are the most giving and caring and understanding, empathetic individuals that I've ever met. And some of our staff come from a place of where they've experienced hardship in their lives. Some of them have experienced extreme poverty, and others have experienced homelessness themselves. And as a result of that experience, their lives have been touched, and they want to serve others. And so that really gives them the unique ability to really be able to understand, reach out, and meet the needs of people coming from some really, really difficult places in their lives.
You know, within those shelters, though, and I know you're doing everything you can to with this virus, this pandemic, but I would imagine you're still getting a few people who are testing positive and needing treatment, are you not?
Yes, we have. Amazingly, we went, you know, this pandemic hit us in February, or definitely in March, and over the first 6 months, we didn't have a single case with our staff, with our volunteers, or with our clients. None of them. We instituted some safety measures, some precautions with the way we served. We tested people's temperatures, and we sanitized, and everyone wore masks, and we social distanced. And just by providing some simple and consistent protocols, we were able to largely keep things at bay. But then eventually, over the last month or so, we have experienced some folks who've been come in contact with COVID-19, and we did have that hit some folks at the shelter. But we put things in place in order to quarantine and keep people safe, a safe distance away, and we've been able to address that. And so we really have been very, very fortunate that we have not had things get worse, and that's a testament to the hard work of the staff and some of those safety protocols and measures that we put in place.
You go beyond the shelters. What other help do you provide to the homeless?
Well, we have an outreach program where we have folks go out a couple of times a week into the community, places where people live on the streets or those people in poverty or homelessness congregate. And we have folks who go out there, reach out to them, provide them with gloves or provide them with socks or bottled water or a snack, and share with them particular opportunities that might be available to address some of the issues that they might be having. Reach out to them and say, hey, are you connected with some services? Are you looking for a place to stay? Can we help you? And we find that that's the way to make the connection. And so our outreach team does that every week. We also provide case management to folks who live in our apartments, our tenants there, in order to assist them as they continue on that journey to health and wholeness and success. We provide assistance to kind of keep them on that path towards greater success in their own lives.
What is Sleep Out, Speak Out? I saw that on the webpage. What's that?
Yeah, Sleep Out, Speak Out. It's our event, and we're going to be doing that again this spring. And as soon as we get into the new year, you're going to be hearing a lot more about that. It's an exciting way for us to bring awareness to poverty and homelessness in our community. And what that is it's a way for people to, we say, kind of spend the night under the stars and understand kind of some of the things to understand some of the barriers and challenges that people in extreme poverty face. And so by doing that, we use it as it's a fund development, a fundraiser that we use, and a way for people to be involved. And last year it was a kind of a virtual event. It was designed for people to do it kind of together. But we did it last year as a virtual event where people did it in their own backyards. People did it in their neighborhoods. And we're going to do that again this year as a way for people to understand, to spread the word, and for them to be able to participate in making a difference in those people's lives who are experiencing homelessness or poverty themselves.
Tell us about your annual Humanitarian Awards.
Humanitarian Awards is an exciting way. It's at one of our biggest events. And in years past, this last year also was a virtual event. And in years past, it's kind of a gala. It's a chance for us to get together, have a large banquet, and to recognize those folks in the community who are making a difference in impacting other people. And so that's it's our way of identifying three folks in our community in different areas or different arenas where they're making an impact through the work that they do. And we recognize them. We raise some funds in order to continue his humanitarian efforts and efforts to serve others right here in Wichita. And that will be coming in the summer of next year.
How do you select people to be honored in that way?
We have a process where people can nominate individuals for humanitarian awards. We've had some great folks receive the awards in the past. And it's those people who just go above and beyond to see a need and figure out how they can participate, be involved, how they can raise funds, how they can raise awareness, how they can participate in meeting particular needs in our community of those people who are really coming from an underserved or underprivileged or a place in need. And someone comes up and says, I have a way to meet that need and I'd like to start something or be involved in something. And so it's a way to recognize those people and to honor them for their contribution. And at the same time, give people a way to say, wow, how can I participate in continuing to meet some of these needs? How can I be a part of that? And so by recognizing them, it spreads the awareness of those needs that are present right here in the community.
Yeah, I've done this show for more than 20 years, and one of the things that jumps out in interviewing folks like you is the importance of volunteers in Wichita. And apparently, there are a lot of people who want to help. You use volunteers, I presume, and if you do, how can a person get involved to be a volunteer with humankind?
We do use volunteers. They're an integral part, a very important part of what we do. And we're seeing it particularly challenging this year because of the pandemic. Folks are either vulnerable and feel vulnerable to the point where volunteering isn't an option for them, or they're just real concerned about exposure, either exposing other people or being exposed to those things. And so we're finding our volunteer numbers to be down, not because people aren't passionate or compassionate towards others, but because of the pandemic. And so we're finding it particularly challenging. So that's something we talk about all the time. People can volunteer. We use volunteers at our shelters in order to serve meals and in order to bring compassion to those people in need. And so we have nurses that come out and volunteer. We have people who volunteer and at our kind of clothes closet to where people come to serve, and then we hand out items to the homeless from our clothes closet and then to serve meals. And we definitely need folks to continue to partner with us in order to make that possible.
Bill, to contact you, what's the best way? Go to your webpage? Is that the best way?
Yeah, they can certainly go to our website, humankindwichita.org. That's absolutely a great way to get involved. They can call our office directly. And if they call our office directly, that's 264-9303. And they can speak with our volunteer coordinator and get involved that way. But they can also go right to our website and they can find out and kind of get some information there of how they might want to be involved, or just reach out to us. And we'd be glad to tell you how you can participate.
What's the toughest part of your job, Bill?
The toughest part. I think the toughest part is recognizing that the need is so great and our capacity to meet the need is never as much as the need that exists. And I think that's the hardest part. We can take a lot of pride and be excited about the what we're able to do, but I will tell you that every day we get excited about what we're doing and about some impact that we're having. A staff member will say, yeah, but, and it's always that idea that there's still more to be done. You know, we just wrapped up Operation Holiday and we were excited about all the people that we served, but we recognized that we were still short in some areas, that we wished we could have done more. We wished we had more blankets. We wished we had some more children's coats. We were excited about the 5,000 or I'm not sure exactly how many number of coats we ended up giving away. We were excited about the number of blankets we gave away, but we know that we could have given away probably another 1,000 coats. Yep. And so that's the hard part.
Bill, hey, thanks for being with us this morning, and welcome to Wichita. And sounds like humankind's doing some great work, and thank you for your involvement and the things that you all do. It's good.
Well, I love being here. And good. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. Now, our guest is Bill Williams, President and CEO, Humankind Ministries, talking about all the good things they've done, just completing Operation Holiday here in Wichita, and a lot of work they do with homeless people here in the Wichita area. That's all for this edition of Issues 2020. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.